Where did you originally come up with an idea for an entire academic course about Dolly Parton?
Honestly, it just came into my head one day, the title Dolly Parton's America. I was thinking about teaching students here. I was thinking about teaching them history as something interesting, something that's not just about big, important people like presidents. And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing for them to explore what is their own history or heritage in this region? Then I read a book by a woman called Helen Morales. It's called Pilgrimage to Dollywood. She is actually a classicist faculty member in England, although now she's at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And she just had a love of Dolly. So it turned out she had a one-year appointment, and she worked in an entire trip to travel, drive through Tennessee, and visit Dollywood. And that's when I got the idea that I could really open up this course. I didn't want to sort of affirm the idea that this is a provincial kind of examination looking at East Tennessee or Appalachia. This way, it could actually bring it out to the world, which really created the key question. How did this little girl from East Tennessee become a one-word meme internationally?
I find it fascinating that Dolly Parton, much like jazz music and bluegrass, has now become a very accepted high culture type of thing.
One of the key ideas that a lot of scholars came up with at the end of the 20th century was, looking back, there is not really the same clear-cut difference between what we might think of as high culture versus low culture. And it turns out that what we think of as high culture now, such as Shakespeare, used to be low culture. There's a book by Lawrence Levine where he talks about William Shakespeare in America, and troops would perform Shakespeare locally and change the words to the plays. For instance, Trump's name might appear in a play now, or Kaz Walker might appear as a name in a Shakespeare version. Opera was low culture and became high culture. The way this happens is not accidental. It's usually some high society people who decided that the lower people need to have their morality and other qualities raised. And so when they decided that Shakespeare would become more expensive, working men actually rioted because they couldn't get into the theater in the 19th century. So part of contextualizing Dolly is to rid them of the idea that only high culture is important, because in fact, popular culture really engages, many more people engage with popular culture than I'm guessing go to opera. It's not really about the quality of Dolly's work per se in sort of an art appreciation way. It's, why is she so popular? Why, for decades, does this woman have this ability to turn her roots, her identity, into a performance identity that is very convincing to people?
This course is only for honors students. What would you say to a 19-year-old me who came in and said, boy, I'd really like to take this course. It's right up my alley. I would benefit so much, but I'm not an honors student.
I'd say work harder and come back in a year.
Well, I guess that's what I'll do. For WUOT News, I'm Todd Steed.